Go.
All right, today is Wednesday, January the 12th. Time is progressing. We've got David and Rochelle from the team here. Ace and DJ Strike Nova. And myself, so far. So we've got three proposals to look at. They are processing. If we need to discuss anything more on them, now's a good time. The extend the life of Neo EFX NEP5 by creating an NEP17. Anyway, it didn't pass, so the majority are not interested in extending that at all. So maybe that can be put to rest now. And other one, power booster, EFX power booster. So that was giving EFX in the DAO staking boost, and most people didn't think that was a good idea. In fact, a good significant amount of people, almost everyone, didn't think that was a good idea. So there's probably nothing to discuss there. And then the last one. Sentiment, marketing the DAO. Now, this path, sorry, I'm just clicking on things and it's going everywhere. I don't want that. There we go. So very straightforward, simple, not a lot of details, just bringing it to attention and let's see what plan we can make now, I think. Because this one here was overwhelmingly yes. People would like to promote the DAO. So that means spending some money on marketing and really promoting the DAO as its own entity. I think that's what I picked up from it. Rochelle, that was yours. Do you want to make any comment on that?
Looks like I got to get to work now. Do some research and make a proposal. So I'll get started on that here very soon. But yeah, I'm excited. I think we need a lot of new faces and fresh faces to the DAO, and so I'm excited to get that going. And I think we as a DAO should be able to, you know, champion this. So I will get started.
Yeah, agreed. I also think that we need to give better examples to DAO members of how they can also apply for proposals and how they can also try to be more engaged in the labor that they provide to the DAO.
Yeah, it's for me, my opinion is someone new coming in, they don't really see the benefits of joining the DAO and what all they can do. And so if we can really create a bunch of documentation and support and things that really make it clear, and then communicate that very well out into the rest of the world, I think that's what we need. So
okay,
I'll get started.
Agreed.
And thank you everyone who voted yes.
I mean, basically everybody.
Greetings.
Am I here? I'm here. Sorry for being in.
Hi there.
We hear you.
Good.
I lost my voice again. Ongoing thing. The other thing I wanted to say was we really need some good, clear, simple documentation on how to join the DAO step by step. And I was working on it, and then it became a bit too challenging to get paperwork done for me lately. So that's not done yet, but there should be one in the community documentation, but there should would be nice to also have one come more officially to IFBET Network. That's my thought.
True.
That's all I want to say on that. Right. Yeah. Do we want to discuss that more? Marketing? Or just let Rochelle do her thing and see what she comes up with?
I mean, it would be useful to have a link on the DAO itself, like yeah. Just a documentation subpage. Yes, agreed.
Yeah. The easier we can make it, the more people are inclined to do.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the community. I haven't done a ticket. I haven't really looked at GitHub myself or. Putting jobs on there. It's something I should probably learn, but I haven't yet. But there should be a link on the DAO dashboard even for the community one, like the community center. But stated as such, it's a community created. Yeah, okay. All right. The biggest thing today people want to hear is about the hackathon and how that's going. But maybe before then we should just quickly talk about renewing the farm master chef and getting more funding for that. Most people I've chatted with, they all seem to think that's a really good thing to keep going. And Jesse, the easiest thing might be for you to just revamp the proposal that you've already put up and just tweak it for going ahead in the future. But maybe the bigger question is, two questions here. Should we keep the funding the same amount? And should we extend it to 6 months instead of 3 months? Or keep it at 3 months? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, of course. Let's start with the farm proposal. I think it ends next week or something, or on the 20th. The current one. Yeah, I've heard requests about it. I haven't really thought too much about it, honestly. But it's coming to an end, and I think in general people like it. It's doing its job. There's liquidity there. I think the volume on PancakeSwap is quite healthy for the pool size, and so it's definitely a place people like to purchase and sell EFX from compared to KuCoin. So that as a DEX, I think it's pretty it's a really nice thing to have for us, and the liquidity there is necessary. I'll put up the same proposal again. And then the DAO can vote on it, but I'm definitely in favor. I think it's a nice addition. Like an extra dimension, it gives the Binance Smart Chain side a bit more purpose, until Effect Force is also on Binance Smart Chain. So the proposal can just be the same, I think, the amount as well. I think the amount currently, it attracts the right amount of people. Like there's a nice APR. I haven't had any complaints of it being too low, and I think the APR is just about right. So I feel like we should just keep it the same. Good that you bring it up. I can definitely put it up as a proposal again in this cycle, so before Friday. If anyone else has like input or think we shouldn't do it or think we should change the amount or change anything to the current setup, then yeah, let me know. But if not, then I'll just face it again.
I think we should go for 6 months as preset. So
yeah, that's all I was gonna do.
Right, definitely. Yeah, the good one. Let's do 6 months this time. And it, like for 6 months, it will take longer to fund it. But at the same time, yeah, I think we got some trust now from the, like we've run it for quite an extensive time successfully. So I think there is some trust for liquidity providers that will keep funding it for a bit of stretch of time. So like now the pool should already start before we have the funding there, right? Which means that the liquidity providers have to trust us a bit. But I think that's easy at this point. So yeah, let's do it for 6 months, and I'll sketch out the math for how many cycles we need to fund it.
And would it be possible maybe to do every other cycle? Could you look at that too? So it's not every single cycle that we're pulling that funding out?
Yeah, that's also a nice suggestion, because it's kind of cumbersome for me, and but also cumbersome for DAO members to keep having this project fly every cycle.
Yeah,
I like that, and I think it's already like we're not straining the budget too much, so we could do it a bit higher every other cycle, and that would be a nicer flow.
I personally would rather just do it all in one cycle, but it's tough to.
Is it possible to do it all in one cycle?
I think we need too much. I'm not sure from the top of my head. I think we need around, for 6 months, I think we need two full cycles, or two in a little bit. But it's guesstimate. I haven't done the math here.
Well, if we really promoted it and all the members really understood, I think you could do two full cycles and just get it over with, but not two full cycles in a row.
We could do, yeah, okay.
But you really have to promote it, because
I don't want to squeeze out other proposals, right? I don't want to squeeze out.
The only thing that makes me think, yeah, that someone else may want a big proposal too, and so that'll force people to choose between them instead of, you know, want to do both.
I do think, though, that people like getting some rewards in their pocket and it not all going to proposals. Until the network fees are really coming in visibly, right?
Yeah, but I agree. I don't think it won't fit in one cycle, right? I'll come up with something. Maybe we do larger amounts three times with one cycle in between. Then we're done in something like that. Then we have it, I think.
It does look like there's only going to be more that proposal by, was it Lawrence? So I guess if you want to make a proposal for this upcoming cycle, I think we can definitely do a big amount, but I don't know what will be coming after.
Yeah, I think there's maybe one or two more proposals coming up. I heard some people talking about it. I had an idea for a proposal myself too, but that's maybe a different topic. But maybe this topic is already completed. Because I had this idea because we have the hackathon now, but it's over, right? So the developers are there, and I'm really amazed how many developers we attracted, some really fun, smart people. And a lot of them kind of reached out and they were like, how can we help after the hackathon? Can we like contribute to the project? Because they like the systems we've built. And I was I was thinking about this for a longer time, but maybe this is a good moment to sort of make some kind of, and maybe I can discuss this with Alex, because I think he's already on that track a little bit, but that we can make some kind of developer fund where we have this little budget from the DAO, but we extract it to a wallet for development funds that the DAO trusts to, for example, me, Alex, maybe Lawrence or someone else with a technical background. And we sort of make this little pool where we can make GitHub tickets for people to contribute to Effect Network, and they can get rewarded from this developer pool in EFX tokens. They could be vested, or we can make some system that it's in a healthy, that it goes out in a healthy way, but just a little pool of funds to keep these developers engaged and get them to work for cool parts of Effect Network. I think that will be a motivation for developers to stick around, but also create a climate where people are eager to contribute to the project. And because we now have the traction and there is this momentum going, I think it would be a great time to sort of propose this. And I've already told like some of these developers, like if you start contributing now, like I'm trying to set up this developer fund so we can make some bounty tickets later on, where you can like Gitcoin type of bounties for working on Effect Network. So that's a proposal I had in mind that I just want to throw out there.
I think we talked about it before, I don't know, a while ago, when I used to do a few tickets, which was like months ago. It's crazy how time flies. But yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's important to keep up that momentum that we managed to build up until now, and to keep growing the developer community.
I think that's the crucial number one thing we do want to develop, really, at this point, is that developer community, so I'm all for that.
And we should also see if we can get them in the DAO as well, because, I mean, for me, it's kind of just like, you just got to throw your proposal out there. I mean, and it's not that expensive to do. But yeah, we don't want to necessarily do that for every single ticket. So it'd be nice to have like a dedicated fund for like the small jobs. But also, like, I mean, since they're good at developing things, we want to make sure they stay if they have any big ideas, because that's what the DAO is for, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've talked before about this. It's recurring. I think it's starting to take some shape, but this is like a next step, because it's basically what we talked about is the job board, right? It's been a request from the beginning, which is basically the opposite of the proposals. The proposal system say, hey, I want to do this work and I want this funding for it. The opposite thing would be like the job board, where you say, hey, the DAO basically says, hey, we have these jobs available and we will pay you this for it, and people can apply for it, right? So this would basically be the first type of the job board, where it's sort of centralized. So we take funds out of the DAO cycle, treasury, with cycles, and then we would post jobs, basically. And it's not decentralized yet. I would love to see like a decentralized element of the job board in the DAO, where you have this reverse system, where you have the job board. But for now, I think we can start with just taking some funds out and making the job board centralized between a committee, which would be just myself, maybe DJ, maybe Lawrence, maybe some other people that are generally trusted by the DAO or trusted with this appointment. And we could sort of experiment with doing this job board. And maybe later on it can be a decentralized marketplace. That would be the best, of course, attached to the DAO. But yeah, so I think that's good.
Maybe just have it like be a delegated type thing. So like a proposal could delegate fund to like be controlled by XYZ people, and then on the job board it shows their jobs. So like rather than like say a proposal that explicitly creates like just a fund for us. Well, I mean, it'll be faster if we get just the fund now, but like I was just thinking in a more abstract way, like just create a proposal, and then like for example, like for Rochelle, like if she needed to do like some other jobs for marketing, not everything herself, like she can get a fund as well, and she'll be able to delegate, you know, that as well. Just talking out loud. Thinking out loud.
So guys, I have to step out for a little bit. For a few minutes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, because it could be applied to like other things. I know, Bree, you for a while, I think the whole job board, the purpose is you want to create the guides for the DAO, right? Because it could also be like delegated to Bree, so she could like give people EFX for writing, you know, content and things like that. So like I think it could be very like if it's built right, the system could be very applicable to various types of things.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, the card. All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Switched over in the car now, so the speaker, I was like, okay, I'm losing. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So if I needed some done for the DAO, like, I've been having trouble getting ready then lately, it's a concentration thing. I can pay somebody to get it done, and maybe then put in the proposal to get refunded or something like that, right? Or developers want to connect on it, but it's a community DAO member who's got a little bit of background and is browsing through there and says, oh, I can do that, and contact that person. Just a way for us to connect. And primarily DAO related or Effect Network related, but if a DAO member really has something else, maybe they could put a little mention in there too. Okay. I gotta go because I gotta concentrate on my driving. I'm listening though.
Right, so like, I think the job board, if we could kind of automate proposals so they can post jobs out, and then like delegate like which EOS accounts, you know, control like evaluation, like of knowing the job is done and who did it, then that would be great, because then a lot of things what we need to do a bit more streamlined. It'll be easy to like for other people to know like what jobs are available. Because for example, like remember a while back there was the whole calculator proposal, and so like I built out my little app, but the only reason I really knew about it is because I follow, you know, every single cycle, and I know which proposals are there. Like, if some person, like, random came up to the DAO, they wouldn't know it, because it'll be, like, you know, pretty deep into the closed proposals list. And so, on a job board, it'll be, like, featured prominently. We would like a calculator and stuff like that. So, like, I think there's definitely advantages to having, like, an actual official job board that's integrated with the proposal system.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's it's a great addition, right? It should be both part of the DAO, I think, the job board and the proposal system, and proposals can be used to fund jobs. that's a great dynamic, a great system, I think. But I think we could right now, and that's basically all we wanted to do with this cycle, because why not to have to start collecting a small fund for development tickets, bounties. That the development team can basically, or the committee of that board can basically put out, and so we have it, and we can just see how that goes, because it's a bit the downside of the cycles, right? You always have this delay of 2 weeks, and it would be nice to have it already sort of going without having to wait 2 weeks before to set it up. I think that. That I would like to try that out there already. I can mention the job board as like this being the first experimental like step towards it. We can already put it in motion this way.
Yeah, I'm down for both to get the initial fund just so we can angle it out and give them some reward for completing tickets, and then the next maybe on the roadmap add the job board out. Isn't that like coming along or something?
Yeah, definitely. So we'll set that up. I do have to leave. I have to leave in a little bit. I always wanted to say like about the hackathons, because we wanted to cover that. I think I don't know that the results are visible, right? So we're building right now this voting system where the DAO can vote. We wanted to have it live this afternoon, but I think it might be more this evening / tomorrow morning that it will be live. But it will be for every DAO member, I don't know if maybe David already spoke about this before, but it will be for every DAO member the opportunity to vote on all the hackathon participants. You can pick your top three, and it will be easy for the DAO to sort of see all the entries with all the links in there. And you can already see this stuff on GitHub at the moment, and at GitHub you can see the entries. On YouTube you can search for the tag, but I just wanted to say that I'm really amazed with the turnout in the end. I was a bit worried because we didn't hear too much from the participants, right, in Discord until like the last weekend or so, which was sort of to be expected, but happily there's like so many people working on it without being very active in Discord. So it's really nice to see. I think there are some really creative ideas out there, and I'm super happy. And I think the traction we're getting right now because of the hackathon, mainly also, if you look at the number of stars on our GitHub, if you look at like the active repositories, we have like 5 repositories normally that have like commits and additions happening there, like valuable ones, every 24 hours, which is like super big for a project like ours. So there's real progress there, right? So. Yeah, it's exciting, and I love to see it. That's also why I wanted to start this dev funds like already, because there's this momentum going, and it's I think vital for the project that if we keep this going, then it's going to be an epic year. I think we're pretty close to releasing the new effect force, which I've heard people are really excited about in general. The decentralized one, it's simple interface, easy to add tasks. Exciting times. I just wanted to say that I'm so happy with the turnout in the end, and I hope you guys are as well. It's going to be a tough job doing the voting, I think, because there's so many cool entries and you can only pick 3.
Yeah, I'm excited to win them all.
Yeah, we have 19 entries overall, and we have some really quality ones.
Yeah, so cool. 19 entities, like 19 dApps that are basically all valuable and cool and can add tasks to the network as well. It's like crazy. If you look at like the bigger hackathons out there, some of them have like 3,000 people registered, but they hardly produce more than like 40 to 50 entries, submissions, of which most are like not even qualified. So yeah, having 19 like valuable submissions way exceeds, I think, the expectations, at least I had before starting this. Especially because the number of registered participants wasn't too high compared to others, but luckily there were like high quality registered people that are actually building. So sorry, I just wanted to say that before I have to leave, which is now. So yeah, if you have any questions about something, we can chat in Discord a bit later tonight. But I do have to go to my next call.
Bye. See you next time.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
See you.
Bye.
They covered everything we want to talk about, right? Or is there anything else?
Got nothing on my schedule, at least.
That was everything I had.
Is there anything else on the agenda?
I wanted to post this on here so people hear this, like, in the recording later. I want to make sure everyone, when they go to cast their vote on the DAO page, that they really read the instructions about the voting when we open it up. And they really vote fairly. You know, look at everything the project submitted. You know, think about how it fits with the network. Really pay attention to the criteria that's given for, you know, judging the application. That's very important. I just wanted that on there.
Do you remember how much time we had to vote? It was like a week or something?
Yeah, you have...
That's right, a week.
It's like the 17th, because we announced the winners on the 18th. So
that's more like 3-4 days, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, winners are announced on the 18th, so we'll try to get this up quickly and you know, post updates and make sure everyone knows, even on like the last day of voting, hey, go vote. But yeah, I'm so excited to spend time over the next couple of days looking at all the projects.
I have a question.
Yeah.
About the voting. It's going to be like a one-to-one vote. One person, kind of thing? Like, it's not, like, weighted.
Shall I take this?
Yes, you can explain it the best.
So, so the idea is that it's plural voting, so, like, you pick your topic, and your first pick picks your voting power, your second pick has half of that, and your third pick has then a third of that. And at the end of the voting, everything is tallied up, and then that's how we calculate the order of who's the winner, the one who has the most vote power.
Okay, all right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So yeah, like, it is important, like, in which order you pick your candidates or your favorite submissions. We thought this would be a nice way of, like, still combining DAO members' voting power, but still kind of distributing it in a fair manner to everyone who participated.
That makes sense to me. Sorry, I lost my mic again. Thanks.
No problem.
If you guys are still talking, that's great. I'll listen, but I'm back to driving again. I have to drop her off, so I've got to concentrate.
Yeah, I think we covered everything, didn't we? Pretty well?
Yeah, I guess it's on our agenda to evaluate all those projects.
Yep.
Give them a good analysis. and I guess we'll discuss everything next, I guess it's 2 weeks from now, but probably do it over Telegram, Discord, next week, because you said it's the 18th is when, so with the 18th, it's going to be both judges and Dao, like, when it was revealed.
Yeah, the 18th is when all the winners will be revealed, so the judging goes through, like, to the 17th, and it's, you know, the main judges on DevPost and also the DAO vote that happens. So. Okay, I just want to remind everyone, please use the agenda forum that we have linked about everywhere. I know it can be very useful and valuable if we all start using it, so I encourage everyone to add to it when they want something to be discussed, because communication doesn't work when we don't use the tools. So.
Yeah, I've added it to the latest update of the DAO, so like when we update the DAO, like with the hackathon page, it'll be there for everybody to use for the next cycle.
Sweet, thank you. Oh, and quick update, the proposal categories have been updated. So now we can choose sentiment and the other things that we wanted added. So that's complete. That's it? Okay. Well, you guys have a good week. Happy voting.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, you said there's new categories already?
Yes. Yep. So when you create a proposal, you should be able to pick like sentiment and the different things that I got.
I don't see it.
What? I did the pull request. I thought it got merged. I'll double check. But that should
like,
be
on
there.
Does it work for you? Is it some like cash thing or something?
Let me see.
I mean, I reset my. I do like the hard refresh, and I still get the, you know, the five or the four options: marketing, design, technical, and other.
Huh. I put it on there. I thought Lawrence said he did my pull request, merge request.
Oh,
for
he may have done it, but it hasn't been, you know, integrated, has it?
Oh, maybe will that go on today, David, when we push the other stuff, you think?
Maybe. I'm looking at it now, but I also thought that because you did the changes in GitHub itself, like that they were merged automatically, but I'm guessing wrong.
Okay, well, I know the work was done.
Yeah, I'll make sure that they're pushed with the new changes as well.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, it is done, so we just gotta get it viewable now. Well, cool. Okay, you guys have a good week, and we will chat, and I think we'll chat sooner before all the next DAO call, but yeah, happy voting.
Yeah, is there, never mind. Yeah, happy judging to everyone. Looking forward to.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah, wish you the same. Let's see who wins this.
Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.